And on and on and on. There is not a single word that is repulsive in the Quran where it's been said about Jesus that somebody would take exception. And in the Quran, we have a special chapter dedicated to Elizabeth, John the Baptist, Zechariah, and on and on and on and on. If you could read this, subhanAllah, there was a time that I was giving a lecture in University of Tennessee, and it's sort of like this kind of topic. So I took off the chapter of Mary, Surah Maryam, Quran chapter 19. I took about 35 verses. I wrote it down and I handed it over to one of the people that came there because he wanted to know some more. I asked him to read this in public and he read it. So when he finished, I asked him, where do you think this verse came from? And he looked at the verse, he didn't say the Quran. I just write it together. I didn't show that this is Quran. I just write them down. So he read it and he's like, this could be, he said, well, he's a Catholic, but this could be from maybe Mormons or Anglicans or, you know, the Quakers. He said he believed this is about Mary or maybe some part of Apocrypha, you know, book about Mary. I said, which religion do you think? He said, it could be one of these religions, you know, maybe a Catholic, maybe Jehovah's Witness. I said, this is from the Quran. From the Quran? And he was shocked. Because all along he is thinking that the Quran is the enemy. We say, no, Quran is not the enemy. We name ourselves Jesus, Isa to commemorate Isa and Mary to commemorate Mary. So we have a chapter in the Quran dedicated to the family of Jesus. And then we have another chapter in the Quran dedicated for Mary, Surah Maryam. Beautiful. There is not a single, anytime I read this chapter 19 of the Quran, you know, tears start flowing in my eyes. The beautiful things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to Muhammad. That Mary was the only woman chosen. God also said, Inna Allah astafaki wa taharaki wa astafaki ala nisa al-aramin. O Mary, God have chosen thee and purified thee, chosen thee above the women of all nations. Could this be from a man who, from an opposition? That the Quran was first written down, as Muhammad revealed, in Arabic? And the first audience were Arabs. And you know how the Arabs and the Jewish are having it. But could that happen that a man, Muhammad, first of all, he's giving this revelation to his own people, telling them that this Jewess, not his mother, not his daughter, not his wife, the Jewess, Mary, was the woman above all women of all nations. Muhammad have to say what Allah asked him to say. No, this is not the word of Muhammad. He was asked by God Almighty to say what came to him. If I write a book, and you, I'm not going to me, my wife or my mother is the best of women of all nations. We see that all the time. Some people write a book dedicated to my wife whom I love. Without her, I'd beautiful word about your wife. People do that. So why would Muhammad write a book? And he said, Mary is the woman of all nations. So we said, this is the handiwork of divine revelation about Mary and Jesus. We have in the Quran the immaculate conception of Jesus Christ. I'm going to have to read it with you. I have to read this word. So beautiful. We find this in the Quran, chapter 3, verse 35 to 54. It reads, God Almighty said, and remember, when the angels say, O Mary, lo, Allah have chosen you and have purified you and has preferred you and made you the woman above the women of all creation. O Mary, be obedient to thy Lord. Prostrate yourself and bow down with those who bow down in worship. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stopped right there. And he's telling, look at what Allah said after he gave us this enunciation. He said, this is of the tidings of the things unseen which he will reveal to you, O Muhammad. Because how could Muhammad have known that this is what happened to Mary? The Arabic Bible was written 10 years after Muhammad died. The Arabic Bible was written 10 years after Muhammad died, according to Gibbons. A historian, and Kenyan, according to Ellen G. White, In her essays, she made mention about the fact that the Arabic Bible was actually written 10 years after Muhammad left the earth. So, and Muhammad is unlettered. Unlettered, in other words, he is unlettered. He's never gone to school. Never at all. Unlettered. That is his epitaphs. Many Orientals have written so many books about Muhammad being unlettered. And the Arab historians, the Arabs who are very good in tracing back their genealogy, have written so many books and essays about the fact that Muhammad is actually unlettered. The whole world knows that Muhammad is unlettered. That's what Allah said. This is some of the tidings of the things unseen which we reveal to thee, O Muhammad. And the verse continue. You were not there, O Muhammad, when they cast their pens, when they cast the lots, as to who, which of them should be the guiders of Mary. Nor were you there when they disputed the point. What is about all this thing? You know, when Mary became young and beautiful, her mother actually, she prayed to God Almighty to give her a son. And she will take this son to the sanctuary, the synagogue, to be a helper. This is how devout the mother of Jesus was. Hannah. So she prayed to God to give her a son. And God gave her a female. And in no way a woman will be, you know, more active in the synagogue than the male. But she already made the vow. So she took Mary into the synagogue. And in the synagogue we have scribes and Pharisees and learned men and prophets and talking about the Torah. They were there. So she had to be, she's servicing the temple. So when they saw her, each and every one of them want to be word, choice of word. And he, Jesus, will teach, and God Almighty will teach him the scriptures and wisdom and the Torah and the gospel. And he will make him a messenger unto the children of Israel. He will make him a messenger unto the children of Israel. So when we say this, we have to venture to explain. What do we mean by the Lord will make him a messenger into Israel? This is the Quran chapter 3 verse 35. Quran chapter 3 verse 35. And so in confirmation of this word, that he will be a messenger, he will be a prophet, he will be taught wisdom, the Torah, and on. Allah will give him wisdom, the ability to discern so many things, metaphysical things that people around him cannot understand. He will do so many miracles, but by the Spirit of God Almighty. By the Spirit of God Almighty. And we find the confirmation of this also. We find the confirmation in Matthew chapter 10 verse 5 when Jesus said, when he sent his disciple into the mission of healing and preaching, he said, go ye not into any way of the Gentiles, nor any city of the Samaritans, enter ye not, but go ye rather unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. So we, you see, the Gentiles are the non-Jew. Jesus said, go ye not into any way of the Gentiles. If you know the Gentiles pass this way, don't even go near there, in case they might ask you where you're going, and you're going to give them the spirit, the message. Don't go there. Go ye not into any way of the Gentiles, nor any city of the Samaritans. Enter ye not, but go ye rather, emphasis, but go ye rather unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. For I am not sent, but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. That's what Allah said, and I will make him a messenger unto the children of Israel. And so who are the Samaritans? The Samaritans are half-baked Jew. The Samaritans, if your father is non-Jew, is a Jew, and your mother is not, you are half-Jew. Jesus said, don't go to them. The Samaritans, they are half-Jewish, half-Jew. Could be Amalekites, Moabites, you know, the Canaanites. But part of their family, one of them is Jew and the other one is not. These are half-baked Jew. Go ye not unto them also, but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. So the Quran also emphasized that Jesus Christ, may peace be upon him, was sent to the house of Israel. As an infant, now when she have this message, it's a long story. I'm not going to bother you. It's about 12 different pages talking about the Immaculate Conception. But I have to cut it short to give you the main important points. Now, talking about after she got pregnant, through the Spirit of God Almighty, and she withdrew herself to some paths which God have shown her, and then eventually she came back to her family, and this is the dialogue she had with the family in the Quran. Then she brought him the child, baby, Mary, she brought him to her folks, carrying him. Then they say to her, "Oh Mary, truly you have come with the most wicked thing this town have ever seen. Oh sister of Aaron, your father was not a wicked man, nor was your mother a harlot." In other words, they are insinuating, you came from a priestly family, the family of Aaron, because Mary came from the Levites, the Leviticus. These are the children of Aaron. The children of Aaron and Eliza, after Aaron, Eliza carried, and the seed of Eliza, and on and on and on, unto Mary. So she came from the lineage family, even though we have about 1,500, you know, years between Mary and Aaron. But the Quran said, "Oh, sister of Aaron," reminding her, "Don't you know you came from a priestly family? Why are you doing this?" And then she pointed to him. She pointed to the babe. Then they said, "How can we talk to one who is in the cradle as an infant?" And by a miracle he spoke. He said, "Behold, I am the servant of Allah. He has given me a scripture and has appointed me a prophet, and he has made me a blessing wheresoever I may be. And he enjoined upon me a prayer and almsgiving so long as I remain alive. And he has made me kind to my mother, and he has not made me an arrogant and unblessed. So peace be on me the day I was born, and the day I die, and the day that I shall be raised again. Such was Jesus, the son of Mary." This is the statement of truth about which they disputed the point. This is about Jesus Christ, the conception according to the Quran. See, it's a long process. It's a long process. I've just given you maybe 1/5 of the story of Jesus in the Quran. We are not enemy. Islam actually revere Jesus. We love him so much that, like I said, if you say Jesus, some imam will tell you, "Stop. Can't you say alayhi salatu wasalam? May peace and blessing of God be upon him. Why are you being so barbaric about the man Jesus?" This is how Islam look upon Jesus. We are not enemy. We love Jesus. You know, no Muslim will be a Muslim without believing in Jesus Christ. If you don't believe in Jesus Christ, you are not a Muslim. That's a matter of fact. And the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in most of his narration, in the day of judgment, he and Jesus Christ will be like this. As a matter of fact, people have theorized that by the side of his grave is an empty grave reserved for Jesus when he comes. This is, you know, they will be the same, because he is the one that passed the buck to Muhammad. May peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. So with this, I hope my time is up, and I'll stop here. And during question and answers, you could take up so many questions. I know you have a lot of questions, so you could ask me, and I will clarify in details what I've said. أقول قول هذا واستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم صدق الله العظيم. Actually, the word Christ in Hebrew means Mashiach, the one that has been anointed. That is the word Christ. In Arabic, Masih, or Masih. Masih is the one that has been anointed. Actually, each and every prophet was a Messiah. All of them. All of the messengers were Messiah, because Messiah literally means one who is being consecrated, one who is being appointed, one who is being assigned a job. That is what it means. Messiah. Moses was assigned. Abraham was assigned. Noah and Muhammad, all of them are Messiah. But that title is specifically for Jesus. Today, if you ask any Muslim who is the messenger of God, without any thinking, they will say Muhammad. How about Moses? The Quran says the messenger of God. How about Noah? How about Elias? They are all messengers, but the epithet specifically for Muhammad is messenger of God. If you ask any Muslim who is Khalilullah, meaning who is the friend of God, they will say Ibrahim. That's why we call him Ibrahim Khalilullah. Does it mean all of them are enemies of God? No. It's just a title specifically for him, but all of them are friends of God. And if you ask any prophet again, who is Kalamullah, one who speaks to God Almighty, they will say Musa. in Islam, if you ask anybody who is Kalamullah, they will say Musa. How about Moses? How about Jesus? God spoke to Jesus. God spoke to Muhammad. They are all Kalamullah. But that title specifically for Moses. The same thing applies to Messiah. Messiah, one who is appointed, consecrated, given a special position. They are all prophets of God given position. So specifically, that is what it means, Messiah topic. But since this is, I will just throw it in, since you asked for it. Okay. You see, like I said, the Muslims and the Christians actually goes together. The pattern of the way can be resolved. It's just a matter of faith. But according to Islam, the Quran said, "Inni mutawaffika wa rafi'u ilayya." The word tawaffa in Arabic means kill. It also means to stop. It also means to cut short. It also means to break abrupt. Inni mutawaffika. But in the context of that wording, it means, I, God Almighty, I will stop your work and I will rise you, warafiu ilayya, and I will take you up with me. Because the enemies are trying to kill him. So Allah said, he took him to the heavens. The book of Mark 16 also said, and Jesus was taken up into the heaven. So in Islam, we believe he did not die. He went to the heaven. That's why he will come back. And he will come back, eventually he will, you know, talk more about his mission, and then he will die. And then, because no one died twice. No way. Again, a complex question. I'll take small 1 minute. Okay, in Islam again, one word we said, nobody died for your sin. The book of Jesus said, do not think that I've come to destroy the law of Moses and the prophet. I've come not to destroy, but to fulfill. In other words, what all the prophets said, he came to fulfill, intensify. It's true what they said. And in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 18, verse 20, it reads, God Almighty is speaking. Ezekiel, chapter 18, verse 20, God Almighty said, all souls are mine. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. The father shall not bear the iniquity of the son. Neither the son bear the iniquity of the father. The wickedness of the wickedness shall be upon him, and the righteousness of the righteousness shall be upon him. But if the wicked turn around and do that which is pleasing and follow the status of God Almighty, he shall not die. He shall surely live. And I, God Almighty, I will blot out his sin, and I will never remember it. So in Islam, as well as in the Old Testament, we don't believe that somebody have to die for you. We don't do that. And there are so many quotations that I could give you. But lack of time, I could give so many quotations to prove that, he didn't actually say this word. It was said about him. It was said about him. Of course, in the Old Testament, there were a lot of sacrifices have gone. You know, in the altar, you know, the Levites, who are the priestly, where if people commit certain crime, it depends on the certain crime that you commit. In the book of Leviticus, it gives from Leviticus 12 and 15, it enshrines a lot of sacrifice, you know, what to do. If you kill somebody, this is what you do, sacrifice. Sometimes you have to take the burnt offering and the lamb, you have to take it to the altar to sacrifice it, you know, and on and on and on, up to the time of Jesus, you know. And someone came to Jesus. This person went to go to heaven. This person actually wants to go to heaven, and he saw Jesus, and he ran to Jesus. He said, good master. He wants to go to heaven. He said, good master, what good, this is Matthew chapter 19, verse 16. He said, good master, what good thing must I do to enter heaven, to enter life? And Jesus said, why do you call me good for? The only one that is good is the Father in heaven. But if thou want to enter heaven, keep the commandments. And he asked him, what is the commandment? And he said, Shema Israela Adonai Elahon Adonai Ehud. This is Hebrew. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Thou shalt not commit crime. And he expounded the Ten Commandments. Because he said in Matthew 5:17, I have come to fulfill. So he didn't say. It was said about him after he left the earth.
Thank you. Peter, go ahead.
Oh, somebody's. Oh. Okay. Very, very beautiful question asked. The sonship of God Almighty, I'll take it in the New Testament and the Old Testament. In the Hebrew language, if even in my language right now, if we said, we still use it in my country, say, this is the Son of God. It means he's a righteous person. He goes to the mosque, he goes to the temple, he's good, he doesn't gamble, he's a son of, if I say, the son of devil, it doesn't mean devil begat him. He's only wicked. He do